many people are.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's 8:30. Starting Numa Sechtem, Sechta Trumas. So let's, without further ado, let's first do the Mishnah. Chamisha lo yitrumah, so five people should not take truma at all. Vimtarmu, ain't trumas and truma. If they did take truma, it doesn't work. There's a problem. In other words, either they're not chayiv, they don't have das. Let's see what happens. Hacherish, a deaf person, that means he's deaf and mute. Lachayra, because we're going to say in a second, the next paragraph in Mishnah Beis, you'll see it starts off Cheresh Hamadabar Veino Shemeya. So if the second Mishnah begins with a Cheresh Hamadabar Veino Shemeya, so then Avi, it sounds like the previous Cheresh was an Eino Madabar Veino Shemeya. That Lachayra would be what I would have said. Okay, so let's just, but in the English it just says deaf. Okay. But the Mishnah will explain this refers to a deaf mute. Yeah. I was going to say that. The Mishnah is going to say that in a second. Okay. Hashaita. What defines a shaita? That's like somebody who you give him something and they destroy it. Or he's lumber based akvaris. He tears his begotten, things like that. Hakatan. That's okay. Mine doesn't need any further explanation. Just he hasn't reached the age of 13 and maybe shteisara. So hatar mashen shaloi. That's if you're taking truma from something that does not belong to you. That's to say you're coming into my rishus and taking my tour and taking off truma from my pile. But if you take off truma from your own personal pile on my tour, that does work. Also dinav zchiya zochlam shel b'fonav. So it's an interesting difference, okay? So if you take from your own, it does work. So when the Mishnah says term is shein shaloi, it means you're taking truma from something that doesn't belong to you. Nachish term is shein Yisrael. A guy takes, it's not going to work because he's not Petar Shlichas, right? I saw in the Yad Avram, he talks about, well, what happens if a guy takes truma from his own tefuah, which could be possibly chayev in shumas, perhaps. If you hold ein kinyan lenachri, or if you hold the chayev derabbanan, or whatever, could he take shumah from his own? So that seems to be a subject of debate. I feel a bit shus with the nachri, even if he takes it with permission, it's not going to help. Ein shumas and shumah doesn't work.
Validating
process. Right. Correct.
Would it be nice to start with what truma is?
As so often happens, the Mishnayos begin
with something that we don't know what we're talking about.
It's almost always the case.
Yeah.
That's
correct.
Listen, if you require, you'd know.
The next part is the cheresh that speaks but does not hear. Lo yitrum, he should not take shuma l'chachila. V'im toram trumasi shuma. If he did take, it's good. V'cheresh yibachacham b'chom mokim. When it says cheresh everywhere, unless stated otherwise, it's shenir l'shmev l'daver. So the first case, as we just said before, is he has neither of the faculties. Kan shalahevi shtei se'aras. Does it say the reason over here? Or are we going to wait for the Gemara? Why can't take lachachila? I think it's because he can't hear the bracha. He can't hear the bracha, no? If he can speak but cannot hear. What the reason why he can't take a lachachila? I know it doesn't say why.
Where do you see that you have to say a
bracha? To take off truma.
We'll see soon.
Why is it not focused on the lashon over here of shidibru chachamim? It should be cherish in general.
It sounds like it's a textual reference.
Why did they use that term? That's what they're referring
to. That's chachmah, yeah, but even more than that. It's not dafka that's only the rabbanon
of the world. No, it means the text. It's a textual reference. The chachamim's text.
Yeah.
Whenever Chachamim textually recorded Cheresh,
if it wouldn't be the Chachamim, it wouldn't be the Raisa.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking to Rabbanon. It means they're the authors. the authors of Mishnayos in general. Rebbe's not the author of the Mishnayos, he's a compiler. So these Mishnayos go back to Har Sinai, right? So whenever you have, many Chachamim were involved in the compilation of the Mishnah. So the Cherish, which the Chachamim of all the Mishnayos compiled, that's what it's referring to. Yeah, nothing to do with the Arayis or Drabban. Kan Shalahim Shisaras, if he didn't have Simonim, if you don't have Shumasi Truma, it's good.
So he didn't have age.
Oh, he had age. He could have age, but he didn't. He can have
14, but he doesn't have Shisaras.
Right.
That's why.
He's still a cotton. Yeah, and this Rabbi Huda is choyluk on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama just said, right? It says that it's truma, it's truma. Rabbi Huda says it's good truma.
If he's a sris, he's made pot from truma.
It's not a question of tour. It's a question of, right? Rabbi Huda refers. Let's look at footnote 9 for a second. Footnote 9. It says, right? Rabbi Huda refers to a minor of any age who is intelligent enough to separate truma. He disputes the Tanakhama, who disqualifies a minor from truma separation. If Huda states only the minor's truma is valid, meaning after the fact, he concedes he shouldn't do it lechachila. This is to avoid possible confusion when the minor does not have sufficient intelligence. So that's basically the framework. So
is that an age thing? Is this cotton 15?
We're gonna. It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, and Rabbi Yossi has a different criteria. His has an even more interesting criteria. Imachal Abol Onis Nadarim, if it's before he's reached the age where he can make a nether, which is a year before, right? If he's 12, and he understands to whom he's saying the nether, he understands the basic framework. So his Nadarim are good Nadarim. So then, If it's before that age, then it's not a ein shumasi truma, and misha bolanes and darm shumasi truma. Once he does get to that age, it is good. So number 11, separating truma is similar to a netter. Why? Because it's endowed with kedushas truma. So just as an item that's subject to a netter vow becomes prohibited as a result of the verbal declaration, so this is the same thing. In other words, there's kedushas truma as a result of a declaration that this is truma. So it's very similar. It has all the frameworks of Nadarim. And in fact, if a person was shoyl on his truma, he can undo his declaration as well. So, right, it's not a mitzvah to do that, and it could be that he won't have a chacham to be available to do that, so therefore you can't rely on it unless there's special circumstances. But I'll call upon him, it has halach like a neder.
So both sheets is.
So therefore, he says a cotton who is a 12-year-old boy or 11-year-old girl who can make a nether can also declare truma.
Why is that the standard?
I just explained it. Because truma is a din of nether.
So it doesn't need to be.
What do you mean? Why is it not? Why is what the standard?
Yeah, where's the makar that truma is a source, is
structurally,
it's the
same.
Well, we know it to be the din. I don't know what the makar is exactly. It's a declaration in your mouth, and you can undo it. Okay.
What about female?
Same thing. Exactly the same thing. 11-year-old female.
Can female take truma?
Absolutely. No problem at all. Yep. Zok de Gemara. So now he's going to bring the makar from a pasuk. So what's really not talking about truma of talking about makas hashekel. What you're separating from the mishkan, right? The context of accepting contributions for
the
right context of accepting contributions for construction of the mishkan. So it uses the word truma. Maybe that's the makar, by the way. Maybe
that's
the mucker, right? Anyway, so it says Dabba Bnei Yisrael. So since it says speak to Bnei Yisrael, so obviously it's Prat Lagoy. I mean, it's called Ish. That's Prat Lakutin. Asher Yedvenu Libo. yidavenu libo, right? Prat lecherish ul shaita, right? Because they don't have, you know, the knowledge, right? They're considered, let's see, it says in 15, as a rule, minors are considered mentally incompetent, like deaf, mutes, and deranged people. So
this is the source of the truma, or this is the source of where the guidelines of truma.
We learn the guidelines of who is not allowed, who cannot be mafresh truma. Yeah. So he's asking a question on the bottom. L'chayra, if he doesn't have das, so you have the same problem. Why do you have to use ish? Prat l'katan, right? Why is it necessary to expound from every man? The answer is, once a minor has reached the age of vows, he's sufficiently intelligent to affect vows. So, therefore what? Minors of this age were excluded from contributing toward the Mishkan only on the basis of from every man. So that would be the Tanakhama, right? So what we're saying here is like this, right? If he would have learned from Meis Kolish Hashem Yisvenili Bo Prat L'Katan, then it would be totally in Das. And then you would have a half a minute to say, like, what was his name again? Rabbi Yossi, who said that once you reach the age of the Dorm, so you have enough Das to make a Neder, so maybe you have enough Das to be Mafresh Truma. But the Tanakhama holds no. Even if it's Higil Onis the Dorm, you're also not allowed to be Mafresh Truma. So he can't use Hashem Yisvenili Bo. So he uses Ish. Prat L'Katan, that excludes everything. That's what he seems to say at the bottom. So that represents the view of Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi maintains no, to the contrary, whose heart motivates him, that it teaches us to include a minor. In other words, Asher Yidven Libo, so he has the Das, so therefore, right, it puts a damper on the Ish exclusion. Okay.
If he does that, is there a minimum age requirement for that according to Shita?
Which Shita?
You just said that it really didn't.
Rabbi Yossi says Higila on the Dorm. 12.
Okay, but that, in other words, that's still pretty old.
Yeah, you're not before that, not. Before that, not, for sure.
Well, you know, it could be a Pikeya.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the anomaly here.
That is an anomaly, it's true. Yeah. Okay. Now we're on the base. V'zois ha'truma asher tikhu me'itom. So there it's, you're taking from them. So prat lotar ma'she'en ha'shalok. So it's got to be, you're taking it, they're taking it from their own thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara asks an interesting question over here. Let's take a case of a chesh and a shaita, and let's take a look at what they're doing, and from the Maisa be able to extrapolate what their Kavana is. And since it's clear from the Maisa that it makes sense, because they're going ahead and they're taking, you know, 1 out of 50, there's a certain measure. And so it's clear that what they're doing is clearly Truma. So that's the Kasha. V'yachiyach Maisa shalana machshavasam. Let their action demonstrate their intentions. The Tina Tamon, it says, and it comes to talking about Heksha Tumma.
And
so,
this is talking only about Shota and...
Heksha and the Shaita.
Heresh?
Heksha and the Shaita. That seems to be the question, yeah. So, Helu Heresh Shaita V'Katan. It mentions Katan over here, though, in the Heksha. But in the question, it says... Because it's from Asher Yidven Libo, so... Right, so the cotton is excluded because of ish. So we're leaving that out from das, right? It's not totally in das. Ish is part of the cotton, so that's why this kasha is only a kasha on the cheresh and shaita, which came from Hashem Yidven Libo. So let the maisa be melchiyach. Says over there, hello cheresh to the cotton, if they brought up fruits to the roof, so and they became moistened by dew. Even though they intended that the dew fall on the item, remember the rule by Hashatuma needs to have das, it has to be nichale, right? So you need both of those things, das and nichale. But if it's a cotton that's bringing it up to the roof, okay, he brings down a little extra here on the bottom here. The Mishnah cites here. Let's go to the bottom of 4. The Mishnah cites here in its first clause, if someone brought fruits to the roof to rid them of infestation by using the heat of the sun to drive out the worms and while on the roof it became moistened, they have not become susceptible to tumah because the owner had no rutzen that it should become wet. Then the Mishnah says that if he intended that they should be moistened on the roof, and they were, then they do become susceptible to tumah. And now the rest of the Mishnah is what it says over here. Now, if it's a cheresh of a cotton that brought it up to the roof, then even though they did have a makshava that it should get wet, it's still not going to be b'chiyutan. Then they sheishra and maisa. This is a maisa of bringing it up to the roof, but a mehem makshava, there's a makshava. Now, ezel maisa shalahem. And what's an action which would be significant to make the food susceptible to tumah? If you were holding, if the cheresh and the shaita were holding up the fruits in their hands, that you know, like holding it up, that it should rain on the. It's clear that you're holding it up to get wet, so it's, you know, it's absolutely crystal clear. So then the action demonstrates that they truly intend for the fruit to become wet, which makes them susceptible to tumah. So here you see an intention, which is clear, even if it's a cheresh. And a shaita is, it has a chashivas.
Shaita gets excluded for acting that way.
What do you mean he gets excluded?
In other words,
he
can't give tumah because it's a shaita.
That's from the word ashayidvenu libo, because we don't consider it a maisa. But we don't consider him having the full intent. But we have here when it's ma'isa of mochichin olav, we do give that ma'isa chashivas to say that it's machshred for tumah. So just like we do that over there, so do it over here too. That's the question. Okay.
The ma'isa shows that he's having a machshava.
Yeah, the ma'isa of being mafresh shuma. Yeah. Where does it say that? It says, let the truma that they separate be valid truma. Does he say that? I thought it was a little extra because you have to do with the right amount, you know. So it's not just because, remember, just the mice alone bringing it up to the roof is not enough. So
it's enough to make it dumb.
No, not by the Chayash and the Shaita. Okay. Bring it up to the roof, it's not Bechiyutan, it says.
Even
that
has to be Nichalim.
Yeah. I'm saying, even if it's Nichalim, it's not, we say they don't have Das.
Right.
Right. Now, so therefore, I'm just trying to explain one small prod here. So why is the Hafrasha of the Truma any different than just bringing it up to the roof? The Gemara clearly here holds that bringing it up to the roof and holding up the thing underneath the sky is equivalent to being mafresh truma. That seems to be what we're doing over here, right? Otherwise, all kash doesn't make sense. Okay, here's another case. Harita chershiv to a katan. Here's just talking about an animal. If you brought an animal down to the river, here again, you have to have the introductory remarks to this case of the river. So in number 9, let's see, here. The Mishnah says, someone leads an animal to the river to drink. When the animal lowers its head into the river, the outside of its mouth becomes wet with water from the river. So the Mishnah says that water has the capacity to be machshir the meat. Or not the meat. If it comes in contact with produce, that water is could be makshir other produce, because once water, this is the rule here, that once the water is nichole in one spot, if it touches another item, it's automatically also makshir. That's the rule over there, because the animal cannot drink without wetting its mouth. Then it says like this. However, the water that wets the animal's feet when it entered the river does not have the capacity to affect texture, because he has no need for that water, and in fact he would have preferred for it not to become muddy, and so on. So therefore, now, if the owner intended to wash the animal's feet, then that water would also be makshir. Okay, then the Gemara, then that's like the Hagdama. Now, when it comes to a cheresh shaita v'katan, Even though they did have in mind for the feet to be washed, enok b'chiyuta, then it doesn't work. Sheyesh lahen ma'isa, again the same idea. Yesh lahen ma'isa in l'machshavim. Eze ma'isa shlahen. Where would it be that it's significant, that it would be machshir? Amar Rav Huna, again, b'meshashesh b'memayim. Where you're doing, you know, like when you're giving yourself a car wash, you know. So in those days, you didn't give yourself a car wash; you gave your animal a foot wash. Right? It's the same idea. So you're rubbing the feet of the animal in the water. You're demonstrating you want to rinse them off. So again, you see that a ma'isa where it's muchach mitach a ma'isa, what the machshava is good enough, right? So we have two examples. The aim of hacha. So let's say the same thing here, right? Does he explain it here a little bit more? 13, where's 13? It says over here, since the person physically separates the truma with his hands, that action should demonstrate that he actually had a meaningful intention to designate this portion as truma. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to go through the Tosafot and fall in. Okay, next. So the Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel bar Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan." So he answers, "Rav Zeir b'shem Rabbanim nashal chem shumaschem." And it says, "By truma, a lashon of nashal."
What's the kasha?
What?
What's the question?
What's the kasha?
Also
what do, what, say, what?
Why don't? Why do we say the same thing by when he takes truma since he's picking it up and separating it?
That's the kash. Yeah. So the Gemara says, it's because it says in the pasuk, so since it says your truma shall be reckoned, the word v'nechshav is it shall be thought. So truma must be designated with thought. Es shakosav boi machshava. When you have a pasuk that requires thinking, then you can't use your action to demonstrate the validity of your intention. But where you don't have the word mashava, then the maisa could be mochiach and mashava. Okay, so in other words, the idea is like this. Where it says v'nechshav, the pshat is that there's a core requirement for mashava, right? If you're missing that core requirement, such as with a cotton, right, or in other words, with a cheresh and shaita, so then it's not going to help the ma'isa. You can't use a ma'isa to tell me what the machshava is, if it says the word machshava in the puzzle. That's the idea. We can't hold the cost of machshava. So therefore,
where's the machshava in the puzzle?
V'nechshav lochem trumaschem. That's the pasuk by truma. No, that's another pasuk.
Why can
we
learn it from there? There's no
machshava. No, that's not the pasuk by truma. That's not truma per se. So the headquarters of truma v'nechshav lochem trumaschem. I mean, there's plenty of other pasukim that are actually talking about truma. Yeah. So, he says over here in 16, numerous commentators explain the distinction between the cases of Truma and Hechsher is not really a Gzeiras HaKosav, but is based on a fundamental difference between these cases. By mentioning thought in the context of Truma, the Torah indicates that although Truma must be physically separated from the crop, its Kedusha is affected primarily through mental designation. Right? The pile is rectified immediately and the truma is separated later and given to a kohen if you just do machshava. Since truma designation is essentially a mental exercise, it can be affected only by those whose mental capacity is inherently sound and not by those who are merely capable of intelligent action that demonstrates a certain degree of intent. Hechsher, by contrast, is affected primarily through physical act of the produce becoming moistened. This is conditional upon his mental satisfaction, but it suffices for the mental element to emerge through the physical act. Okay? And now we're going to say one last case, which is the case of get, Amar Abyasi, Kashyase Kumay Shmuel, Hare Gittin. What about Gittin, Hare Ein Kosim Amachshava? It doesn't say the Nachshav Lachem over there. Just as the Kosim was saying for Krisos. But over there we also don't say the Maisa helps. The Snino, it says over there. I'll call Sherem Luchtovas Haget. Yeah, but it doesn't say Nechshav. Those are the word Nechshav.
Okay.
Yeah. So it says Hakol Shem Luchtovas Haget Chutz, or it says Afilu here. Afilu Chereshat V'Katan. Even a Chereshat V'Katan can write a get, and it says it's one condition. Amar Huna Hushu Yehi Pikeach Amin Al Gavav. That's only if there's a Pikeach standing on top of him. But without the Pikeach, the Chereshat V'Katan is not going to be kosher to write the get, even though the Maisav are Mochichim, right? Because his mice, he's writing the name of the woman, the name of the man. He's writing the date. He's, you know, he's writing the nusach of the get with all the halakas of getting. So l'chayra, his maisim should be mochiach, but nonetheless, it's pasul. That's the gemara's kasha, right? This permit for a mentally incompetent individual to write a get is applicable when a competent person stands over him. If the mentally incompetent individual writes a get on his own, it's invalid. So, why is that? Clearly, we see that in regard to getting, we cannot rely on one's action, demonstrate the validity of the intention. Right? So, this is a question. We're going to leave it off with a question.
So, according to this, we're up to now. If
the Golo
made Al-Gabba,
he
should be able to be
Nachshav Truma. Wait a second. How do you see that from here? Here we're asking Akasha, right? We're asking Akasha. We're saying, it doesn't say V'Nachshav Lochem in the Parsha of Get, so why is it possible? That's what we're asking. We know it's Kasher when it's got Al-Gabba and Al-Gabba. But if you have a nechshav by truma, then you don't have a proof from here that it's gadol amagav is good. Maybe gadol amagav is not going to be good because it's felt in the nechshav lochem. I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're trying to say. Could be it would work. I don't know. Okay, there's more about this later on. Okay. Oh, I thank everybody else as well for attending.
That's beautiful.